Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Phone lines are open, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. Tweet us your thoughts at AWOD Radio or at 910 The Fan. If it's a good tweet, we'll read it on air. The question of the day, should Jaden play and will Jaden play on Monday Night Football? It's the question of the day on the Richmond Commander.
It's time for the Richmond Commander.
Are you ready for
the phones are open. It's your chance to be the quarterback of this segment.
There's something I like to say.
Every day at 1 p.m. on AWOD Radio, the Richmond Commander.
Should Jaden Daniels play? Will Jaden Daniels play for the Commanders on Monday Night Football? It's two questions, two different questions we're asking you right now. 833-804-0910 or tweet us at AWOD Radio. So let me just say this, all right? We got Jeremy here. We got Stubb running the ones and twos if you want to chime in. Like, I would love for Jaden to play and to play well. Nothing makes me happier than watching Jaden Daniels cook up an opponent. Jaden Daniels throw touchdown passes. JD5 run for 34 more yards where we used to be 15-3. Now we're 15-5 when that happens because we just keep losing games. I would love for him to play and play well. I don't know that those two things can happen on Monday Night Football. Number one, he's dealing with injuries on both legs for a guy that needs to use his legs to have an advantage on defenses. I get Michael saying he wants him to play because he's going to need to learn to play without his legs. No, he doesn't. He's never going to have to learn to play with no legs. Is there going to be an amputee out? Like, what? No, he needs to have his legs to be his advantage on defenses. For a guy that needs his legs, I'm not sure he's going to have both of them working right. Number two, we have really not done a good job protecting him. He got hurt in the pocket, and that pocket collapsed with the quickness against the Cowboys, right? I mean, he snapped it. They were in the backfield. He dropped the football. They twisted up his knee, his hamstring. He was hurt. He also got hurt against the Packers. Running from Micah Parsons, running from a free defender that was unblocked because Josh Connerly wasn't quick enough. Like, that's the honest truth. He got hurt because we haven't done a good enough job protecting him. So, will Jaden play and play well? I don't think we can protect him. And I don't want him to return just to get hurt again. I get it. I want him to play. Everybody wants him to play. I'm not sure he can stay healthy given the fact that he's playing through injuries. We can't protect him. And if our defense is going to continue to give up like 40 points a game, teams are going to pin their ears back and rush the passer because there's no reason to run the football. You're down by 30. So, like, because of those reasons right there, I don't know that he should play on Monday night because I definitely don't want to jeopardize his future, his career development, would be severely set back if he suffers a long-term injury. Get him right, get him back to 100%, and then bring him back if this team isn't eliminated from playoff contention.
To me, playing him is a sign of desperate coaching.
Yeah.
And I don't think we're there yet.
No,
Joe Witt's playing for his job.
Yeah.
But I don't think Quinn or Kingsbury are. It's just not worth it. No one's desperate right
that's,
now.
I was saying that to Michael. That's what playing him feels like the urgency that our season's over.
And like even that, like if this season is terrible, we end like 6-11, only Joe Witt, I think, is in danger.
I mean, I think you're right, but Jaden Daniels playing and then getting hurt, like, it's just not worth it.
It's not worth it.
It's not worth it.
We're
talking about
push.
The defensive changes, but the offensive line has not protected him. Are they going to make changes to the offensive line? Is he going to play a week after he does not practice and he's throwing two wide receivers that he has not practiced with? I don't know how that's a recipe to success. And then I have to wonder, should he have even been playing in that game, given the fact that he's still wearing the knee brace more than a month removed from the injury? He got hurt on September 11th, right? It's October. It's October 19th when that game was. It was a month and 8 days. He's still wearing the brace. And I have to wonder, did the brace hamper him away from getting away from that sack? Did it hurt him at all in terms of running? Because he seemed to be favoring the other leg that he ended up now hurting his hamstring in. And this happens in everyday life to normal people. When you have a hurt ankle, you start putting all your weight on the other side, and then all of a sudden your knee messes up. This happens to everyday folk. It's going to happen to Jaden Daniels too.
Yeah.
I mean, am I onto something here?
No, you are. I think that's super likely. I think that they've been downplaying the knee brace. Well, Jaden's been downplaying the knee brace.
Right.
I think we were still making a push because we were, 1-1 or 2-2 when we brought him back. I think it's time to prioritize his legs.
His legs, his health. And this season just feels like it's off the tracks, and I'm not sure you can get it back on the tracks. Like, I mean, our defense against Kansas City is going to give up 30-plus. Against Seattle, they're going to give up 30-plus. Against Detroit, they're going to give up 30-plus. And you're going to ask a non-100% Jaden Daniels to try to be Superman. That's when something severe is going to happen. It just feels like it. I would love for somebody to call in and tell me why Jaden should play. I'm struggling to find a reason to play him on Monday Night Football after he got hurt and did not. That's the big part. Remember, I wanted him to play against the Raiders because he returned against the Packers. Because that's the big part about this. He was not medically cleared to return. So is he going to be medically cleared to play 7 days later without practice? Feels like the move to play him is what you do if you're Brian Daboll and your job's on the line. Like, Dan Quinn should have a conversation with Adam Peters, and they should realize that, hey, this is year two of us probably working together for 5 years, and we have to try to do something serious and contend for a Super Bowl in those first 5 years. But this year might be a wash already. And it sucks, and it feels like last year was a decade ago. And I think part of the reason last year was so much fun was because, one, we didn't get blown out like that, 22-44. And two, the season just went on and on and on. And it's because we started well. We started well. And this year, we haven't really got started. Because every time we did something good, we had a setback. We beat the Giants, setback in Green Bay. We beat the Raiders, setback in Atlanta. We beat the Chargers, setback in Chicago. And now you're set way back with how you looked against your arch rival in a division game after Russell Wilson and the Giants put up 40 and you're sitting there with 22 and you lose your quarterback. Your backup makes an awful play. And the defense gave up 74 yards in 21 seconds. I mean, when was the season over? Was the season over when they gave up 74 yards in 21 seconds, or was the season over when Jaden dropped the ball handing it off to Bill? I can't really decide. But I know that's probably when it got off the tracks completely. And I just... Look, I'm going to say this. You brought in Bobby Wagner. You brought in Zach Ertz. You brought in Laremy Tunsil. You have Dan Quinn with a ton of coaching experience. Joe Witt has coaching experience. Cliff Kingsbury has coaching experience. This is a locker room game Monday night. if there's still love and respect for each other in that locker room, they will show up and play well on Monday night. Like Michael talked about, they had issues last year. They lost three games in a row. Bobby Wagner called a players-only meeting, right? There are enough veterans on this team for the players to make a difference here, and we'll find out whether or not the season is lost or not on Monday night. Because if the players can get together and just execute and make tackles, Kansas City has shown there's weaknesses in that armor, and that we could, like Michael said, we could be in a game and lose by one score because Patrick Mahomes drives down the field at the end of the game with a field goal. And maybe that's a moral victory. And maybe that's what we need to root for on Monday. It's hard to see this team getting a win. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Should Jaden Daniels play? Will Jaden Daniels play? Kevin Sheehan talked about it on his show on the Team 980. Let's take a listen to his thoughts on Jaden's health concerns.
Certainly with this guy now through 27 games, not all 27 involving him, we're now on injury number three in 27 games, and I can do that math. That's an injury every nine games. I know it doesn't work that way, but it's for emphasis to say, yeah, this was, with his frame, the number one concern that some of us had, and we are seeing now with him that a brilliant talent has to be available to play for his team to succeed. And we've got three injuries in 27 games and two already in seven games this season. That is obviously a big, big storyline coming out of the game. And it's not just a weekly storyline, as in the lead up to the Kansas City game. There's a bigger picture conversation we have to have.
I understand where Kevin Sheehan's coming from, but I think that's what everybody's saying. Regina Jackson, Jaden Daniels' mom was upset about. Jaden's injuries are different than Robert Griffin III's. I thought Robert Griffin III put himself in harm's way. Jaden just got hurt in the pocket. Jaden got hurt because Josh Connerly didn't block Micah Parsons. They are not the same. Like she said, the tongue is powerful. I'm not going to be putting RG3 in the same conversation with Jaden. I understand his frame, his size, it was a big concern for everybody, right? He even got hurt at LSU, right? But I don't think his injury is his fault. To me, it's the offensive line has not protected him. And I don't know that they're going to protect him moving forward. So, the concern for Jaden's health is not a Jaden problem in my mind. To me, it's a team problem, a front office problem, a coaching problem. They need to do a better job. Protecting their quarterback was number one this offseason, and doesn't feel like it's been that way this regular season. You're listening to AWOD on the Fan. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. you get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Phone lines are open. Voice your frustration with the Commanders, 833-804-0910, 833-804-0910. I had hoped, like Denton Day said, that I was going to sleep Monday night and wake up Tuesday feeling a lot better. I don't. Feels like a terrible Tuesday. Still feels very doom and gloom. We had Ryan Clary chime in, tell us about how upset he is with the team's performances this season. The conversation about Washington and is the season over is taking place on every sports radio show in the DMV, including this one, and B. Mitch and Finley. Here is J.P. Finley from 106.7 The Fan.
I don't know if it's too early in the year to call this a finished season. I say it is. I understand what these next three games look like. They're obviously incredibly tough at KC, Seattle, Detroit at home. If they drop all of those and this thing really gets ugly to 3-7, maybe it's a different conversation then, but right now, there is no rule in the NFL that teams can't pull off surprising upsets. It happens every week. Hell, the Broncos came back from down 30-7. They scored 30 points in the fourth quarter. Things are crazy in this league. Hope is not lost. It might be running out of the hourglass, but hope is not lost. It's just too early. So much can happen. And Washington did dodge a major bullet with Jaden Daniels not having a significant hamstring injury. Defensively, they got to be better. Offensively, they got to clean it up, stop turning the ball over so much. But no, it's not over yet.
Is it over yet? 833-804-0910. I'm kind of calling my shot, Stub. Like he said, if they lose the next three and they get to 3-7, it's over. That's why I'm saying it right now, because I don't see them winning any of the next three games. Kansas City in their building. Seattle's offense is rolling. Detroit's off. Detroit's the one that I almost guarantee right now. Ryan put $100. I might put $200 on Detroit to win. That fan base has been waiting all year. Dan Campbell has been waiting to get his revenge on Dan Quinn. I don't think we're going to have a chance in that one. And how healthy are we going to be? The biggest issue on defense right now is defensive end. That was the same issue we had last year. The defense doesn't have good enough talent to rush quarterbacks, right? Dak Prescott had all day to throw to wide open receivers, and they don't have somebody that can set the edge. And so you can run the ball on the outside against Washington every single play. So the defense doesn't feel like it's getting better, and the offense is just not healthy. All right, if Jaden Daniels plays and Terry McLaurin plays and Deebo Samuel plays, maybe it's going to be different. But let me ask you, are all three of those guys going to stay healthy? Right? Because we're kind of overusing them. I mean, part of the reason I think Deebo got hurt was that he was being overused. We were targeting him too often because you had to, because it was either Deebo or Chris Moore. I don't see a way for this to get better. Jeremy, do you want to chime in here? Do you see a way for this to get better, offensively or defensively?
I think you just hit the nail on the head there. It really just has to be health, right? You heard JP talking about Terry McLaurin potentially coming back on Monday. If he can just be three quarters of what he was last year, if Jaden Daniels is out there, even if Marcus Mariota is out there, it gives you a chance against the Chiefs team that their defense isn't the greatest. It's good.
Yeah.
But it's not the greatest defense overall, and there's still players on Washington. Bill could have a huge game.
Do you really want to watch a 35-42 game where we lose to Kansas City because our defense didn't force one punt. You know, like, that's going to drive me crazy. That might even be worse than a blowout if our offense has a good game and we still lose.
I mean, I think I might prefer that, because then they have they're fighting, they have a chance, right? You talked about moral victories last segment there. This is something that if they went up against the Chiefs team that's arguably the best in the NFL right now, and they showed some fight and they kept it in there, even if it goes the way that you're saying, they lose 42-35, they can't get off the field as a defense. If they show a little bit of fight in that game, I think it shows you hope towards the future for this team.
Yeah, but is it going to be a mirage? You know, could we go to Kansas City, play great, lose by three, and then get our asses beat by Seattle? Yeah, because Kansas City's been up and down this season. The Kansas City team that started 0-2, lost to the Jaguars on prime time this season already. That's the other thing about this. Like, I'm not sure what to think about Kansas City. They're up and down, they're up and down. The fact that they're at home really pisses me off. But there's been one trend in the Commanders season this year. They face off against teams that come in pissed off of a loss. This is the first time we are facing a team that's coming in off of a win, and maybe their best win of the season. So it would be so typical of the NFL for even like Marcus Mariota to come in there and just get a victory. But is it going to really solve our issues?
I feel like down the stretch, we're going to be like 6-7 or something, and they're going to show that in the Hunt graphic.
Yeah.
And the belief's going to come back.
I know. And that's what's crazy, is that my expectations have been changed. I was a fan that just wanted my team to show up in the Hunt graphic every year.
I remember this conversation.
I just wanted to be in that conversation. But then you win 12 games, get to the conference championship game, your expectation changes. And now, in the Hunt does nothing for me.
Nothing for you.
It really does nothing for me.
Wow.
A wild card berth. All right, I'm getting fired up again. Playoffs, my expectation was to make the playoffs. We are looking at the worst team in the division right now, right? All right, the Giants have a little bit of a worse record than us. Thank goodness they didn't start Jackson Dart against us week one. Or didn't use Cam Scataboo more. I mean, the Giants might finish with a better record than Washington this year. Now, luckily, they're at Philadelphia this weekend. I would love for the Giants to win that one, even if it puts us ahead of Washington, because it keeps the top of the division race still a thing. I mean, it's hard to get myself excited for Monday Night Football coming off of the worst loss of the Dan Quinn era against the best team of the last decade. Just feels like it's going to be a nightmare. A Monday night nightmare.
Good things have happened on Monday Night Football. I think it'll be close.
All right. I like your positivity here. Maybe it's because you're younger than me. And you haven't seen as much doom and gloom. But it's just... I don't know if I even want Jaden Daniels to play and then re-injure it. I don't know where he's at. I don't know if I can even trust this coaching staff with being honest about it.
Are we...
I don't know what's going on with Jaden Daniels.
I don't trust him either.
I also know that he was pissed off when he went to the medical tent, and there's a reason he didn't go back into that game. Whether it was a blowout or not, he was not fully healthy. He was not himself. And he might have gotten hurt even a few plays before that play when he was sprinting to the sideline because, oh yeah, he's favoring his left leg because he's dealing with a brace on his right. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM. Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now at 105.1 FM. Some would say maybe I'm overreacting about the Washington Commanders season by saying it has spiraled all out of control and that they will not get it back on track. Well, that's what Tuesdays are for. It's time for an Overreaction Tuesday on AWOD Radio as we go around the NFL with NFL hits.
Every regular season matchup, every head coach on the hot seat, the hit stories in the NFL. NFL hits on AWOD Radio.
All right, I'll go first here, guys. The Eagles are so back. Jalen Hurts, 19 of 23. I mean, insane completion percentage. 3 touchdown passes. Threw a bomb to Devontae Smith on the money. Anytime they needed a third down, they got A.J. Brown involved. Dallas Goedert came back. I mean, the Eagles are back. Like, Minnesota was supposed to have a really good defense. They gave up 28 points, and Philadelphia, I thought, dominated that game. So after two games in a row of taking an L, I think this is going to be the beginning of a two-game win streak for Philly. I think the Eagles are back. I think they're going to win the division, and I think they are a top two team in the NFC East, or the NFC, excuse me.
I think I would agree with a lot of that. I want to see them do it again. I mean, it's against the Giants next, so they probably will. But, I mean, you look at this. This is basically Jalen Hurts' only good game through seven.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, he's been tush-push, and yeah, he can run, and he can scramble, and he's done enough to get there. But this, like, you look at the paper, this is the only game that would make you understand why people are calling him a top-five quarterback.
Well, they don't score that many points. 24 points per game, which is literally middle of the pack. But they can run the ball, and they've got one of the better defenses.
But they haven't. I mean, Barkley's not been putting up close to the yards.
No, he's 23rd in attempts. I mean, in yards. But he's third in carries. They're going to it, and they're going to it like a team that will win games in December. I think that's what it is. Like, the game on the line, if they need a couple of yards, they're going to give it to Saquon. I think they're going to get it. If it's less than a yard, they're just going to tush-push it. I see them winning the division again and snapping the streak. Maybe that's an overreaction, but that's what Tuesdays are for. Jeremy?
I've got one similar to that. I think the NFC runs through the Rams right now.
Ooh.
I just love the way that Matthew Stafford's been playing football, right? Even without Puka Nacua, which I thought was going to be a huge drawback for them. You still have Devontae Adams over there. Three touchdowns against a really good, sneaky good Jaguars defense.
And that didn't get enough run this offseason. Getting Devontae Adams was huge. Like that, he's got still a lot left. I think he's got a lot more to offer than DeAndre Hopkins, right? And so I think that was... And again, you match Stafford with a really good receiver, he's going to play at a higher level. And the way they have connected around the goal line, too, has been... They looked like the best team in football in London, right? And they blew out the Jags.
Matthew Stafford with five touchdown passes.
I know.
He's so... He said... Put me in the MVP conversation this year.
Yeah, no, absolutely. How about this one? Overreaction. The Bengals can win the AFC North.
That's my answer.
Oh, I thought you were wacky for Flacky.
Of course I'm wacky for Flacky. They still have a bottom five defense, and he's just not Joe Burrow.
Now,
he's
they
great.
Get the Jets at home this weekend, so I'm going to pick the Bengals.
I pick them, too. I think... The Steelers are going to continue to do enough.
Wait, so are you saying I'm overreacting because Pittsburgh's going to win the division?
I have thought Pittsburgh was going to win the division for a while.
Huh. Well, you didn't feel that way in August.
I never made any claims about their divisional standings. Huh. I said they're not going to have a chance
of
playoff
now.
Game.
You,
that was my point the whole
thought,
time. With
you guys thought the
relevance.
Ravens were going to win 13 games.
That is true.
I still think the Ravens can win this division.
Okay. Now that's an overreaction right there. Tell us why.
Look, you look at the schedule down the stretch. Schedule. They're coming off a bye. It's super easy, right?
It's
a,
such an
it's,
easy
it's
schedule
so
down the stretch.
I could see them winning like 12 games this year with how easy that schedule is.
What? They're 1-5. That means they win 11 games in a row.
I mean, maybe.
This is a team that just lost 4 games in a row.
You're getting Lamar Jackson back.
But he played in 2 of those.
They do also still have the worst defense in the NFL.
Defense been playing a little bit better.
The defense, I do feel like the defense can turn it around because you can't get any worse than 32nd in the NFL. And the schedule, like, I'm going to pick them this
week.
Well,
you said that 2 years ago about the Washington Commanders, or Michael did.
Michael did.
And they did get worse.
Yes. Yes. That was Michael, though.
My bad.
And that was Jack Del Rio and Ron Rivera.
You can
Baltimore
get worse
knows
than
what they're
seconds.
Doing. Yeah. They've been a solid defense my entire lifetime. I can't remember 1 year that they've been this bad at defense. I think they will get better. That's not a bad overreaction at all, except for Lamar needs to stay healthy.
Yes,
and he's been putting himself in harm's way this season. Any other overreactions you wanted to get to, Stubb?
Carolina needs to send Chuba somewhere else because Rico Dowdle has clearly shown that he is the best running back on that team.
Yeah, what happened with him back? Did they just split? Yeah.
They split.
14
and Rico,
carries for Chuba, and Rico didn't do his thing, really. He didn't get enough carries.
And he got way more yards than Chuba.
Yeah.
So I think Rico has shown up. He has shown that he deserves the snaps. And I think another team could use Chuba. I think it's time to
Yeah, that's interesting right there. I mean, that certainly seems like you should definitely trade him. Right now.
Right now.
Like, don't play him anymore. Trade him right now. Does Arizona have a quarterback controversy with Jacoby Brissett versus Kyler Murray?
I don't think you have a quarterback controversy. I think it's time to grab one in the draft, though.
Yeah.
Jacoby Brissett, like, you're not going for wins at this point if you're the Cardinals. You don't have a lot going for you. I mean, maybe you're playing for a coaching job.
Well, that's the thing. He is coaching for his job, yeah. I feel like, because we had called for Arizona to get off to a better start. They did. They were 2-0. Well, now they've lost five straight. He's lost his quarterback. What's next? You lose the locker room.
Right. These have all been close games, too. Like, it's not like they can't win any of them. They've just been super unlucky, or just bad clock management leads to five straight losses now. And even the two ones that they won were close games against bad teams.
Yeah. I'm going to overreact about that Monday night game. C.J. Stroud needs to stop throwing on the run like that. He had three different plays where he could have tucked it and pick up the first down. And he's trying to throw on the move. It's a little bit off target. It's like his receivers don't expect it. Dude, just pick up the first down. I mean, how many rushing yards does he have this year? It can't be enough. It can't be enough. They're 2-4, right? They're now, what are they? Yeah, they're 2-4. And he's ran for 7 yards a game. Like, dude, come on. He's shown the ability to maneuver around the pocket. Like, take off and run every once in a while. He has got to do that. He has really slumped.
Like, so slumped.
Yeah. That was your guy.
That was my guy.
You watched a dumb Pro Bowl for him. You watched people run around and play flag football because you liked C.J. Stroud being
such
there.
A good rookie year.
Yeah.
And a good sophomore year, which people fight us on, but yeah. It was. I got one.
Yeah.
I still think this indie thing is a mirage.
Really?
I really do.
This was one of those weekends where I started to believe in it. But look, here's the thing. The Daniel Jones thing is a mirage.
Yeah.
Jonathan Taylor is and has been a top five running back in the last 4 or 5 years, and this year he's number one. And if he stays healthy, it's not that they're going to start losing games. Like, it's not going to be a mirage if he is healthy. If he gets hurt or if he drops his production, Daniel Jones will fall back down to earth. But he had 3 games of 3 touchdowns?
Yeah,
broken a record already.
You just look at these wins, and it's not some, like, they haven't really shown, they haven't played a real
contender.
Well,
they're playing an easy schedule,
yeah.
Right? And it's not like it gets harder this weekend. They host the Titans.
Exactly.
I think that's going to be my survivor pick. Then they go to Pittsburgh. I mean, their schedule does get a little bit more difficult to close out the season, and Jacksonville's still in it in terms of that division right there. But I think they're a division champion, and I think it's because they have the best running back in football in Jonathan Taylor, and I still wouldn't pick them to win a playoff game, right? Because you have to do more than just run the football in the playoffs, but I don't think the Colts are mirage, but maybe Daniel Jones' performance is
I'm seeing them in everyone's power rankings, top fives, top threes, and I'm just not willing to do that.
Well, it's because everybody was really hyping up the Chargers, and they have fallen back down to earth, and now maybe I'm overreacting, but I think the Chiefs win that division, even though they got off to an 0-2 start.
I mean, we held the Chargers to 10. That says a lot.
You're listening to AWOD here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan, now 105.1 FM.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Welcome back. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on the new Sports Radio 910 The Fan. Now at 105.1 FM, Richmond's home for the most college basketball coverage in town. And, of course, we're always available on the go with the free Odyssey app. If you missed any of the show, it gives you the ability to pause the show, run some errands, rewind, and then pick up right where you left off. We are joined by a very special guest right now on the Hadid Mercer Rug Cleaning Hotline, the head coach of the Richmond Spiders men's basketball team, Coach Chris Mooney. What's going on, Coach?
Hey, Adam. How are you? Thanks for having me on.
I'm doing great. You know I love college basketball, and the season's right around the corner. How excited are you?
Very excited. You know, can't wait to get started. The off season is longer than it's ever been for us as coaches and players because you're doing so much in the summer and fall. So really looking forward to being out there in the Robins Center and playing against new opponents.
Absolutely, and I know you have an exhibition game at the Robins Center Saturday against JMU. What are you hoping to accomplish in an exhibition game?
Yeah, I would say that's probably changed a little bit over the years as everything else has changed. I think in the past we would really have been at this stage trying a couple different things, giving guys some time and opportunity, you know, not playing everybody or any one guy too many minutes. And really just kind of using it as an opportunity for a practice or an enhanced practice, but playing against other people. I think everything has changed so much now that rosters are so different. You know, we certainly have some new guys who we're going to play. I know JMU has a lot of new guys that'll play that are new to JMU. And so we've really been practicing and working toward this game and our opener and those kinds of things since the summer. So now we try to see it and really have it be a simulated game and play and have the lineups that we're going to play and play guys the minutes that we expect them to play during the season, because we've been going at this since late May. So it's a little bit different. It makes it for more of a realistic game. And obviously, you know, I'm sure both teams will, it's predictable that both teams will say we have a lot to work on afterwards, and I'm sure we will, but we're certainly further along in terms of how we approach this than we would have been 5 or 10 years ago.
Joined by Coach Chris Mooney from the Richmond Spiders. A ton of new additions. I think it's 10 new additions here, and you run what I believe to be a complicated offense that always gets wide open layups for your boys here. How do you get them to gel, and where are they at with learning the offense here?
Yeah, that's kind of the thing that we really sat down to look at and said, you know, should we, you know, there are a couple ways to try to go about it strategically, and because things are so remarkably different in the past, you might say, well, let's just try to keep our guys, and that would be the ideal part, but that's, you know, it's difficult for everybody. You might say, well, should we make things a little bit more generic, or, you know, so that you can get guys in here and there's not as much of a learning curve, and, you know, we've talked about those things, and if you do that one, then, you know, then you're probably not taking advantage of maybe what you have as strengths, and then it does become just about how much talent you have versus the other team. And so we're trying to do the first thing as hard as we can, retain guys. You know, we have two very talented redshirt freshmen that we redshirted last year. Mike Wall is a fourth-year senior, one of only two in the Atlantic 10. Colin Tanner and Mikel Tyne are both third-year juniors. So we're really, really putting a lot of effort into retaining our guys and having guys grow and develop and, you know, be on the Spiders. And then with new guys, it's, you know, it's so important for us to recruit guys who have a good sense for how to play. And I think that's, you know, become something that is really very, very important for us. And I think that's when we do our best, when guys have are very competitive and have a really good sense for how to play. So that's probably the part we've looked at the most in terms of evaluating players and bringing guys in, because that'll make them easier. It'll make it easier for them to gel if they do have a good sense for how to play.
Coach Mooney with us here from the Richmond Spiders, head coach men's basketball. Coach, my opinion is a big part of your team this year is the development of Mike Walls. Third team All-Conference. How much has his game grown this offseason?
Yeah, it has grown, you know, since he's been here, to be honest. And I think Mike has, you know, that position for us is so critical. Grant Golden and TJ Klein and Dan Giroux have really been really good players, but different. And Mike is also a little bit different than all those guys, has some of their qualities. Mainly, he's a very good passer. You know, he's an excellent teammate and a guy who just really, really gives great effort and has grown in his understanding of basketball, but can really pass the ball. And I think that he's improved tremendously every day he's been here. And hopefully we'll see that this year as he's not only improved, but that much more comfortable, that much more confident, and somebody we rely on as much as we do. So he's really made great strides, and we expect Mike to have a terrific season.
You mentioned the two guys that redshirted. That feels like that doesn't exist as much in college basketball anymore, with the transfer portal and everything. How difficult was it to convince them to stay, and how many minutes do you expect from those guys this year?
Yeah, you know, it is different. I think this is something that might be on the uptick, because, you know, it used to be we would have an unlimited roster size, but 13 scholarships. And now we have a 15-man roster, but all 15 can be scholarships. So for teams that are carrying 15, you know, that's a lot of guys. And even if a team aggressively plays 10 or 11 guys, that's still a fair amount of guys not playing. So I think redshirting will become back into popularity or into vogue a little bit. We tried to get ahead of it with these two guys who we thought were very talented, but a little bit young last year. We think that Jalen Robinson and Bryson McGlothan are both have huge, huge upsides. And having them here and to be able to work as hard as the redshirts work and do all of the things for one whole year really puts them at a great advantage to just take the court as freshmen this season.
Joined by Coach Chris Mooney for the Richmond Spiders exhibition game Saturday against JMU, and then a ton of non-conference games at home. Fans can flock to the Robin Center and see the Spiders a lot before A-10 game begins. And, you know, let me just ask you about that. We've talked about this in the past at length about the difficulties of scheduling teams to play against Richmond. How difficult was that for this year with some of these non-conference games for you?
Yeah, it's really it's probably close to impossible. I think our whole conference, I think Dayton has a really dynamic and great out-of-conference schedule. I think it's just really, really difficult to get the games. Our first thing we do is try to get as many high major games as we can, and in the past we've played typically four or five, and recently that numbers has gone down. It's difficult to get the teams to play, and there's a big benefit in the net ratings for the high major teams to play one another and then play games that we call bye games or guarantee games, where they're playing, you know, some of the smaller or very small conference teams. And so because the net weighs your efficiencies on offense and defense, and so if you play one another, that you know, hopefully handles their strength of schedule. And then when you play somebody that you're, you know, pretty clearly better than, your efficiencies on both ends of the ball are going to be very good. So it's really, really difficult. We want to play home games. We want to play teams of Virginia. We want to play high major teams. And to accomplish all those has become more and more difficult over the years.
Coach, I'm going to ask you a tough question here. Can you give me a name, the fan base, a name to remember for this year? Who should we expect a breakout year?
Yeah, that's a great question. I would say Colin Tanner. I think Colin has had some ups and downs, as a lot of young players do. But he's really improved. He's worked very hard. He's a guy who's a 6'5 forward who can do a lot of things, handle the ball, score, rebound, pass the ball. And I think Colin is primed to really have a very, very good season for us.
I like that answer. Coach, thanks so much for joining me today, man. Appreciate it.
Yeah, always great to talk to you. Have a great week.
That is Coach Chris Mooney. I'm Adam Epstein. You're listening to AWOD Radio here on The Fan. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.